the I Drive Colorado campaign that has been inching its way closer and closer to passing a legislative fix to a problem we've seen with the program that offers undocumented people license here in the state of Colorado, fixing errors that were drafted into the original bill, like the renewal process, making sure that that's equitable. People who have Social Security numbers who are undocumented being able to apply for a license. And now that DACA is repealed, that's going to be more important now than ever, because people with DACA recipients whose work permits expire technically undocumented but have a valid Social Security number and will lose their license eventually if we don't have a legislative fix. And lastly is getting rid of a cap, 66,000 appointment cap that was negotiated on the bill in a footnote, which essentially brings the program from the original 5 offices to 3. And we've been fighting that cap, because as soon as we hit that cap, we go down to 1 office, and it only serve 93 people a day for a population of 135,000 people who need the license. So we'll never quite ever have a Colorado population that is fully licensed to drive, at least those who qualify to obtain the license.
That's huge for security, for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems that that's one of our top priorities, because it speaks to much to like being able to identify yourself to police, not having that fear when you're pulled over. And a lot of people have been deported just based on the fact that they've been pulled over by police, especially before we repealed our Show Me Your Papers law back in 2013.